You're listening to Healing Through Tarot. I'm your host, Dr. Heather Hardison. Together, we're going to explore divination and help you start your own journey with tarot. I'll discuss my tarot journey and offer ways to use tarot for healing, self-development, and personal growth. So let's get started. Hi, listeners. Welcome to episode 41 of Healing Through Tarot. I'm your host, Dr. Heather Hardison. In this episode, I'll share my picks for some awesome stocking stuffers and holiday gifts for tarot lovers. And since this is the last episode in 2022, I'll discuss the Universal Tarot Year card for 2023, and I'll share a spread for that tarot card. It's the most wonderful time of year. And if you're like me, you might love stuffing stockings, but you may struggle with what to get the adults in your life. Well, if they're tarot lovers, I've put together a list of divinatory goodies for you that might make your shopping a little easier this year. And the best part is that you can send this list to your own family so that they can get ideas for what to buy you this holiday season. So let's jump into my 2022 holiday gift guide, and we're starting with the stocking stuffers. Since stockings have limited space, I think the perfect stocking stuffer is a pocket-sized tarot deck, especially ones in those cute little tins. You would even have enough space in the stocking to fit a few of these adorable little decks. These days, there's so many pocket versions available, but my favorites are the pocket-sized Everyday Witch Tarot, the Wild Unknown Tarot in a tin, and the traditional Rider-Waite-Smith Tarot in a tin. And I just saw that the Cosmovisions Oracle by James Eads is now available in a smaller version in a tin. I own the full-size versions of his Prismavisions and Lightvisions decks, and they run about $45 each. But these pocket versions are only $25, which is a great way to own a gorgeous little indie deck for the price of a mass-market deck. Even if the person you're shopping for has these decks, everyone wants a pocket version of their favorite deck to carry with them on the go. So do some probing and find out what their favorite decks are and see if there's a small version that you can slide into their stocking this year. Next, I recommend tarot pouches and spread cloths because they fold so nicely and fit easily in any stocking. Tarot pouches are great for storing decks outside of their boxes, and you can personalize them based on personality. Spread cloths are wonderful to lay out on tables and throw your spread onto. There's so many to choose from. If you know the person's favorite color or hobbies, you can find the perfect pattern that will make them feel extra special when they read. Tarot dice are the perfect tiny stocking stuffer. Most readers probably don't have a set, but would probably love one. They're growing in popularity and are a novel item that will show that you're thinking outside the box. They usually come with 13 dies with symbols for the tarot cards on 6 sides, totaling the 78 tarot cards. So you can throw a spread in a matter of seconds. Plus, they're small enough to travel with and great for parties. Check out Etsy for this special gift. And consider adding a pair of astro dice to add an astrological element to the readings. Along this same line, consider a set of tarot tiles. These tiles are so fun to work with and help to spice up routine readings. Simply shake up the bag of tiles and reach your hand in to pull out a few tiles for a full spread. They're durable, and tactile learners will love the way they feel. Or consider gifting them a charm set to get them started on charm casting or a set of runes. There are all kinds of charm kits and rune sets to choose from on sites like Etsy. Other small items that could go along with tarot and would slip into any stocking would be a small crystal, a pendulum, tarot-themed jewelry, like a necklace, bracelet, or earrings depicting tarot cards, a box of incense, Palo Santo sticks, or a sage bundle for smudging before a reading. And essential oils are the perfect size for stockings, and the ones that work best for divination would be frankincense and clary. You can even tuck a certificate for a tarot reading into the top of the stocking. Most small tarot books can fit in any stocking as well, especially the tiny tarot Bible that's the size of your hand and helps any beginner learn the basics of tarot. I love these little reference books. I have the tiny astrology Bible. So if your tarot enthusiast also loves astrology, gift them this pair because tarot and astrology always goes well together. Also, books like Kitchen Table Tarot and WTF is Tarot fit easily in a stocking. I would add these in last and have them sticking out of the stocking for an attractive presentation. And how about gifting them a copy of my fictional divination book, The Call of the Cards, that released earlier this year? This novel features my favorite type of divination, tarot. This is book one in my series, The Divining Sisters. And this series follows a group of witches, healers, and diviners who reincarnate lifetime after lifetime and reunite with their coven so that they can fulfill a mission of keeping their craft of divination, healing, and magic alive for future generations. Perfect for any divination enthusiast. The Call of the Cards is available in paperback and ebook on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Ritual's tarot stamps and tarot stickers would also fit in stockings and are exciting gifts to receive. What tarot reader doesn't love tools to help them document their daily or weekly tarot pulls? I recommend gifting them a ritual planner as well, but these are not the right size for a stocking, so that would be a gift to wrap and place beside the stocking. You'd be setting your loved one up with a gift that will help them stay organized and motivated for the entire year. And now that I'm a ritual affiliate, you can use my affiliate link and the discount code Heather in all caps for 15% off all ritual purchases. That link is in the show notes and on my blog, and it's always in the bio link connected to my Instagram account. For larger gifts that need to be wrapped instead of tucked in a stocking, there are tons of goodies that I know that I would love. Tarot-themed mugs and tarot candles are such nice gifts that can be enjoyed all year round. Or pick out a nice card display or stand where they can display their card pulls to enjoy and reflect on throughout the entire week. There are so many options on Etsy, so choose something that matches their preferred aesthetic. Or buy them a beautiful wooden crystal grid where they can set up grids with their own crystals and set intentions that help with their healing and yearly goals. If you're looking to gift them a winter deck, I recommend the Nightmare Before Christmas Tarot, the Winter Wait Tarot, and the Season of the Witch Yule Oracle. All of these have such beautiful winter scenes and vibes, which is sure to get anyone in the mood for the holidays. To hear more about these decks, check out episode 18, where I dive into my favorite winter decks, and I cover the Season of the Witch Yule Oracle in detail in episode 32, which is the episode on healing with the witch archetype. And there, I also cover the Samhain deck as well. And Terry Foss's Earthly Souls and Spirits Oracle is being released as a mass market deck for the first time. This deck has been a favorite of mine ever since I found Tarot and Oracle back in 2018. This version is much smaller and easier to handle compared to the large version I have. And it's much more affordable. The version I bought was around $65, but this new US Games version is only $23. This is a deck that most people would enjoy. It has such a witchy vibe, but there are wintry and celestial vibes and colors in the cards too, so it's not a stretch to see this as a holiday gift. It's just such a treat. If you're shopping for kids this year, you can include a small charm set, a journal, and laminated tarot sheets for the tarot card meanings if they're getting into tarot. And now, for my number one pick for a holiday gift for any tarot enthusiast, the Territorial Training Tarot Deck by Pamela Coe at Raven & Rogue. This is the ultimate tarot learning tool, in my opinion. This is a training deck to help you learn all the key information needed for each of the 78 tarot cards. As soon as I saw this deck, I reached out to Pamela and she sent over a copy for me to work with and review. And I absolutely fell in love with it, and I highly recommend it. That's why it's my number one pick for holiday gifts this year. Each card has meanings right on the card for upright pulls and reversals, as well as planetary, astrological, and elemental associations. Each card includes the description of the artwork that we're used to seeing on the traditional Rider-Waite-Smith tarot cards, as well as the message if this card shows up in a reading. This information not only helps you learn on the fly, but you can also pull spreads with this deck. It's not just for learning. I'll walk you through one of the cards to help you understand how the cards are laid out. Let's take the Temperance card as an example, since it's one of my favorite cards in the deck. For Temperance, the planetary association is Jupiter, the zodiac sign is Sagittarius, and it's associated with the element of fire. The upright keywords on the Temperance card are harmony, moderation, patience, alchemy, and balance. This card shows an angel with one foot on dry land and the other dipping into a body of water, which is symbolic of the unity between the material and the spiritual realms. The card description says, Temperance is all about balance and the harmony of dualities. The upright meaning for Temperance is to avoid extremes in any direction and to take the middle road in decision making. In all things, try to bring balance. Go forward with patience and test the waters carefully before jumping in too suddenly. Be sure to examine your priorities carefully. The reverse keywords for Temperance are extremes, disruption, chaos, excess, and lack of balance. And the reversal meaning says, things are definitely out of sorts and you're feeling the pressure. Take a breath. What's your real purpose? What are your goals? Reflect and think carefully, because Temperance is reminding you that you may not be taking things in moderation and something's disrupting the balance. So this gives you an idea of all the handy details on each card. They highlight all the main points that you would want to know from the cards when learning the meanings or reading with them in a spread. I love this way of learning because it's a lot like flashcards, but they're the same size as the average tarot deck if you buy the full size and not the miniature version. This is great for beginners trying to learn the card meanings, but I think it's a great tool for any reader no matter the level they're at. It's also great for those of us that teach tarot because they're wonderful visual aids. As a psychologist whose specialty is ADHD, I love that this creator designed this deck with a neurodivergent brain in mind. I can't tell you how often I hear from people that they're struggling with memorizing all of the card meanings and that they're on the verge of giving up learning the tarot completely. But this deck changes all of that. Pamela has made the tarot inclusive for all with this brilliant training deck. Not everyone learns in the same way, and luckily this tool takes that into consideration and makes it so accessible. Kudos, Pamela, on a great deck design that makes tarot more approachable and immersive for all readers. There are several options available for you if you want to purchase this deck. The classic full-size territorial deck is $29.99 on ravenandrogue.com. This is the text-only version, so no artwork images on this deck. The mini version is $19.99 and is the size of a standard U.S. poker deck. It's created for smaller hands and on-the-go study. I believe the only difference is that they don't include the description of the artwork on these cards. There's also a printable version for just $9.99, which allows you to print this deck at home. This PDF contains over 100 pages with all the cards, tarot guides for the card meanings, journaling pages for each card with the artwork, and other tarot reading tips. There's also a new expanded version coming with tarot images in the center of the card with all the keywords and associations from the original territorial version. Currently, there's a Kickstarter campaign for that Territorial Expanded deck, but that campaign will be over by the time this episode airs. Look for this new expanded version around March 2023. The artwork in those cards will be based on Rider-Waite-Smith imagery, but it's updated to be more inclusive and modern looking. So if you would like images on the cards, this is the version for you. And the guidebook that comes with that version looks amazing. This expanded territorial deck will come enclosed in a one-piece magnetic box, along with a companion guide with over 100 pages of information. All the other versions can be found on ravenandrogue.com currently. Thanks to Pamela at Raven & Rogue for designing a deck that makes the tarot more inclusive for all, and for sending over a copy that I could share with my listeners. And Pamela was kind enough to offer me my own discount code. You can get 15% off your purchase of the Territorial deck at ravenandrogue.com by using the code HEALINGTHROUGHTAROT. That's all caps with no spaces, and through is spelled THRU, just like the podcast name. She sent over all versions of the deck for me to review, and I love them all. It's the ultimate gift for any tarot enthusiast. Even seasoned tarot readers would love these cards, especially with these handy reversal keywords. And both the full-size and miniature versions could fit in any stocking. You simply can't miss with this gift this year. After a quick break, I'll share with you a spread for the 2023 Universal Tarot Year card. So stay tuned. If you would like to order a year ahead spread from me, you can place your order on my website at healingthroughtarot.com. There's a link in the show notes for your convenience. For the year ahead spread, I pull a tarot card for each month of the upcoming year, a card for the energy of the year, and four oracle cards, one for each season. I will identify patterns in the cards and walk you through the energy and themes for each month so you know what to expect and can make the most out of your year. If you provide your birth date, I will calculate your tarot year card. And I have a few slots left over for the new year. I'd love to sling cards for you.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you enjoying this podcast and companion blog? If so, now you can gift me a coffee or two on buymeacoffee.com to keep me fueled as I pull all-nighters writing scripts and recording episodes. I've placed a link in the show notes and on the blog for easy access. Help me keep this content flowing by sparking my inspiration.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now that we're nearing the end of 2022, it's a good time to look back over the year and review how the themes from your personal tarot year card played out throughout the past 12 months. Remember, we each have a personal tarot year card that changes every year that's based on our birthday. And there's a universal tarot year card for the world. In 2022, it was the Lover's card for the global energy. Journal about the lessons you learned this year related to both the universal year card and your personal tarot year card, and make a note of those lessons and goals that you're still working on. Some of those lessons will be wrapping up as the year draws to a close, but a few of those lessons may carry over into the new year. Since this is the last episode in 2022, I wanted to talk about the Universal Terrier card for 2023. The numbers in 2023 add up to 7. So that means that the Terrier card will be the Chariot. So, in 2023, you'll be at your best when you're flexible and on the move, which could include travel and a lot of change. To tap into the potential of this energy, get in the flow and put in the work and effort, which will pay off in the end. Be fluid, determined, and focused on your goals. If you are, you'll be successful and victorious this year. So, 2023 could bring more movement, victories, and changes to your health routine. Reflect on all of these themes as we usher in 2023. I'll now share with you the 9-card custom spread that I created to explore the Chariot theme for our Universal 2023 Terrier card. Here are those prompts. Where will I have the most movement and change? What will motivate me this year? How to align with the universal flow? How to keep momentum flowing this year? How to align with my life path? Payoff for all my hard work. How can I be more fluid and flexible? How to stay focused on my goals? And what victory is assured in 2023? If you want to throw this spread for yourself, you can find this spread on my blog on my website, healingthroughtarot.com. And I've posted a graphic of this spread on my Healing Through Tarot accounts on Pinterest, Facebook, and Instagram. I'd love to see the photo of your spreads. Please tag me on Instagram at Healing Through Tarot, and please use the hashtag Healing Through Tarot Chariot Spread. If you're looking for a spread book for the next year, I wanted to remind you of my spread ebook called A Spread for All Seasons, which contains 17 custom spreads designed to guide you through the seasons of any year. It covers holidays like Halloween, the New Year with a 9-card New Year's resolution spread, and the 9-card holiday spread. I left this spread generic enough for all to enjoy no matter what you celebrate between November and January. I have seasonal spreads and a full moon and new moon spread that you can use each month of the year. I also love the 7-card Mercury retrograde spread that can be used for each of the 3 Mercury retrogrades that we experience every year. I included an eclipse spread, year-end wrap-up spread, and year-ahead spread as well. And there's a 6-card weekly spread and a 9-card monthly spread that you can reuse and integrate into your tarot routine to help give you a heads up each month on what to expect and how to navigate through the week and the month ahead. I made these spreads so you can use them again and again, year after year. You can find this spread ebook on my website, healingthroughtarot.com, for just $10, which is a bargain for 17 spreads that help you navigate a whole year at a time. If you purchase it now, you can use the 9-card close of year spread to help you wrap up 2022 and to see what lessons you've learned this year and what lessons you may need to carry over into the next year to complete. This is the last episode of 2022. I'll be taking a few months off to enjoy the holiday season and to work on getting book 2 of my fictional divination book series ready to release. I'm hoping to release book 2 in early 2023. If you haven't checked the series out yet, now is a great time to do so with book 2 coming out soon. The series is The Divining Sisters, and Book 1, The Call of the Cards, is out now in paperback and ebook on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And the ebook is also available on Apple Books, Google Play, Scribd, Kobo, and more. For details on my book series, The Divining Sisters, go to author.heatherhardison.com for all links to purchase the book, to see quotes from the book, to read the book blurb, and updates on all upcoming releases. I plan on coming back with new episodes in late February or early March 2023, depending on how the book release lines up. Lots going on at the beginning of the year for me. During this break, I suggest listening to episode 14 on year head spreads and how to calculate your personal tarot year card, as well as episode 15 for goal setting, which includes a New Year's resolution spread. All links for decks, books, and gift ideas for this holiday guide can be found on my blog on my website, healingthroughtarot.com. I don't always have the space in the show notes for all the links, so check out the blog for the full list. I've also created a list with just the links under my Favorite Things tab on my website. It's called Holiday Gift Guide for Tarot Lovers. Have a wonderful holiday season, whatever you celebrate. And as we close out 1 year and usher in brand new energy for 2023, make sure to take care of yourself, enjoy some downtime, and spend some time reflecting on what you'd like to manifest for an inspired, fulfilling life. I'll talk to you next in 2023.
Thanks for listening to this episode. If you found this information valuable, consider subscribing to the show so you never miss an episode. And please rate and review this podcast and tell fellow card readers about the show. You can find more tarot tips on my blog on healingthroughtarot.com and on my Pinterest and Instagram page, both under Healing Through Tarot. That's through, spelled T-H-R-U. See you next time, card slingers.